So before attempting a DIY project, it is important to understand the implications on long-term affordability. Why is that?
I think it's very important for you to first consider the cost implications, because some projects might cost a lot of money, and along the way you might think of taking some shortcuts, and that obviously has dangers, especially when it comes to insurance, because if you do a half job, it makes you vulnerable. And my golden rule when it comes to insurance is that you always want to mitigate your loss. You always try and make sure that there's a low risk to your property. So that's the very, very important thing, that you want to try and do it the best way you can, but look at how much it costs and whether you need to get an expert or not.
And what is some DIY friendly home improvements?
So DIY home improvements are, you're making adjustments to your fixtures and fittings. Maybe you want to, decorate your house, or you want to maintain, maybe you want to fix your ceiling. There has been a leak. Those are the things that we're talking about. Like I said, you want to make sure that you are able to do it, because in the long run, it might actually be very costly if you do a DIY project where you're not really skilled in it. So it's those home improvements that you want to do.
And when do you know it is time to call the experts?
For me, I think when we all personally know when we're out of our depth. For example, let's say we are talking about some electrical connections and you don't have the background of, you're not an electrician. In such situations, I think that's when you really need to call in an expert, because there are long-term effects that can actually occur if you, for example, start trying to fix the electrical wires, if they short circuit and it's found that, for example, that this was due to poor workmanship, your insurance will probably not cover that. So as soon as you realize that what I'm trying to do is something that's very technical, it's something that I don't have knowledge of, then you need to call in an expert. Particularly, like for example, when we're talking about electrical issues, these people have certificates. They are actually licensed electricians. The fact that you need somebody who's licensed tells you you need to call an expert.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, generally speaking, when it comes to insurance, like I said, the golden rule in insurance is try and reduce your risk. Anything that you do, whether it's car insurance, it's home insurance, try and reduce your risk. I have heard a lot of people talking about, if you want to get low insurance, tell them this and that, conceal this. And that's not how it works. The only way you're going to get your insurance premium down is to be as less riskier as possible. Drive safely, do the right things, like what we've been discussing here. If you want a home improvement and it requires an expert, use somebody who's licensed. That's how you reduce your premium, not to lie to the insurer.
So prevention is better than cure, also in insurance.
Indeed.